last week's Parsha, this past week's Parsha, the Torah records the first ever interaction between grandfather and grandsons. First time the Torah ever records an interaction between the two. And that's when Yaakov's giving the brachos to his grandsons, Menashe and Ephraim. I think it's an appropriate week to start talking about the relationship between grandfathers and grandsons. And do we have to are we obligated to honor our grandfathers the same way that we are to honor our fathers? So if you look in the first source, the last week's parsha, so the Torah says that when Yaakov was coming down to Mitzrayim, by Yisa Yisrael, that Yaakov traveled from Chol Asher Lo with everything that he had, by Yavo Be'er Sheva, and he came to Be'er Sheva, by Yizbach Zvachim, and he slaughtered and he offered karbanos to Hashem, l'lokei of Yitzchak, to the God of his father Yitzchak. Now what's interesting is that whenever we say l'lokei of Yitzchak, the next words in our mouth are usually l'lokei Abraham. So where's Abraham in the pasuk? Why doesn't it mention Abraham? So Rashi says, Rashi picks up on this. He says, where's Abraham? He doesn't mention Abraham. So he says, Chayiv Odin Bekvod Ovid, Yoser Mekvod Zakena. That a person is obligated to honor his father more than he's obligated to honor his grandfather. But, says Rashi, there is a certain level of obligation to honor one's grandfather. He just says that you need to honor your father more. Come on. Other more chairs outside? Okay. In another room? Again, so Rashi says you need to honor your grandfather, just not as much as you do your father. Now the Maharik, who is a huge, huge posek in Italy in the 15th century, so he argues with Rashi. He says the following, and underlined, She'ein chayev ikvod zakeno, you do not need to honor your grandfather at all. She'hari lo matzino v'shum makam she'es chayev. Why? Because we don't find anywhere in the Torah any hint even that you need to honor your grandfather. He says, we know you need to honor your father and mother, that's one of the Ten Commandments. We know you need to honor your step-parents, there's a pussy to tell you that. We even know you got to honor your older brother, there's a pussy that tells us that. Listening, Judah? Okay? You got to honor your older brother also. But, says the Ma'arik, we don't find anywhere that you need to honor your grandfather. And therefore, according to the Ma'arik, if your grandfather came over to you, and a stranger came over to you in the street, and each one of them asked for a cup of water, who do you have to listen to first? You can choose, according to the Ma'arik. According to Rashi, you have to listen to your grandfather first, because you got to honor your grandfather. But according to the Ma'arik, you don't have to honor your grandfather at all. That's what the Maharik says.
Start. The second series of elective shiurim begins now. The second series of elective shiurim on the second floor begins now.
So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? So the Shulchan Aruch says, actually the Ramah says, Yesh Omrin, there are some say, De'ein odem chayev b'kvod avi aviv, a person does not need to honor his grandfather, and he quotes the Maharik, Ve'ein oner li, but he says, that doesn't make sense to me. El dechayev b'kvod aviv, yoser b'kvod avi aviv. You have to honor your father more than your grandfather, but it doesn't mean you don't have to honor your grandfather. If your grandfather walks into a room, you better stand up for him. Grandfather asks you for a cup of water, you got to listen to him first. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So big machlokas here between the Ma'arik and Rashi. Do you have to honor your grandfather? Ma'arik says no. Rashi says yes. But there are a few Gemaras that seem to show us that the Ma'arik is right, that you don't need to honor your grandfather. So let's look through a Gemara, and you'll tell me what you think. What do you think the Gemara is trying to say? I'll just give you some background. The halacha is that if Reuben kills Shimon by accident, okay, so Reuben runs to a place called an Ir Miklat, a city of refuge. Why is he running there? Anyone know why he runs there? To Goel Adam. There's a person called the Goel Adam. If Reuben kills Shimon by accident, Shimon's relatives, under certain circumstances, are allowed to kill Reuben. Again, Shimon's relative, to avenge the death of their relative, are allowed to kill Reuven. Okay? Now the Gemara says the following. Let's say Reuven's grandfather kills Reuven's father. Is Reuven allowed to kill his grandfather? Gemara says yes. He's allowed to kill his grandfather to avenge the death of his father. But if Reuven's father kills Reuven's brother,
Can Reuben kill his father? No. Why not? Why not? Why? Because we have an obligation to honor our father. But what about the grandfather? Seems from this Gemara that there is no obligation to honor grandfather. The guy can kill his grandfather because he killed his father. And Rashi, the same Rashi who just a minute ago said that you need to honor your grandfather, in Source 7, says, just the end of Source 7, Source 6 was the Gemara that told us that, end of Source 7, Rashi says, "Eino muzer al kvodo." Rashi, the same Rashi who just told us you need to honor your grandfather, he's telling you the reason you're allowed to kill your grandfather is because you don't have to be careful about his kavod. What's going on here? Rashi's contradicting himself. So perhaps we can answer one of two ways. One way we can answer is as follows. By killing the grandfather, you are honoring the father. When the grandfather killed the father, now you want to avenge the father's death. By killing the grandfather, that is kivud avayim. You need to honor your father by killing your grandfather. We know, as we said, the honor of your father is more important than honor of the grandfather. So when you kill the grandfather, that is an extension of kivud avayim. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is, why is it that we have to honor our grandfather? Why is that true? You know why? Because, as we said, it's an extension of kivud avayim. And therefore, if the father is out of the picture, the grandfather's like every other Joe Schmo on the street. So you can kill the grandfather. That's two ways of looking at it. Okay? Either that when the father dies, kivud avayim is done. Or you can look at it as, no, killing the grandfather is kivud avayim. Now the problem with approach number one, with saying that when the father dies, kivud avayim is over, is because the Gemara says the following in source number 9. But Moso Ketzad, how do you refer to your father if he, God forbid, passes away? How does one refer to his father? So when he's alive, you're not allowed to call your father by his first name. What about when he's dead? So Haya Omer Davar Meshulam Bitiv Lo Yamar Kach Amar Ava Ela Kach Amar Abemori. You still need to honor your father even in his death. So if you still need to honor the father at his death, that would be a problem to Rashi. That would be a problem to the approach that we said that you can kill the grandfather because the father's out of the picture. So again, we saw a support for the Ma'arik. We saw a way to maybe fix the contradiction between the Rashis. And then a question against that approach. Proof number 2. Listen to this story. Source number 10. Rav Acha bar Yaakov itful bei b'Rav Yaakov bar Barte. Rav Acha was raising his grandchild, the son of his daughter. Very important. Ki godal, so when the grandchild grew up, Amarle, the grandfather says to him, Ashken Maya, give me some water. So you know what the grandfather says? A little chutzpin yak. He says, Amar lo, lav barech ana. I'm not your son, get out of my face. He says, I'm not your son, I don't have to give you any water, I don't have to listen to you. I'm your grandson. Rashi says, v'ein alai l'kavdecha kaven. I don't have to honor you like a son. Again, Rashi contradicting the first Rashi, saying, I don't have to honor you, you're my grandfather, I don't have to listen to you, I don't have to bring you water. Again, another Gemara that seems to prove that you don't need to honor the grandfather. What's going on here? So, Rav Akiva Eger, one opinion is that when it comes to the mother's father, a maternal grandfather, you do not need to honor. But a paternal grandfather, you do. Why would you not need to honor your mother's father, but your father's father, you would? So it's could be a topic of a whole other shir, that perhaps the source of the chiyav of kavod comes from the source of obligation of teaching Torah to one's child. A father has a chiyav of teaching Torah to a child. A mother does not have that same chiyav. The mother has to instill certain values in her child, but she doesn't have that same obligation to teach Torah. So the father's father might also have a chiyav to teach Torah to the grandson. That's why certain posts say that if a father doesn't have enough money to pay tuition, the grandfather should pay the tuition bills. But a mother who doesn't have the chiyav to teach Torah to the son, so her father doesn't have chiyav, so perhaps that's one way to understand this idea, that maybe the maternal grandfather doesn't have the same chiyav. But in the end of the day, most posts say it doesn't matter which grandfather it is, you have to honor each one, it doesn't matter what the chiyav Talmud Torah is, grandfather's a grandfather, you got to stand up for him. Why? What's so special about a grandfather? So if you look at the last page, Soloveitchik wrote an essay about Yaakov Avinu, the first Jewish grandfather. The first Jewish grandfather. In the underlined lines, he says the following. Grandfathers and grandchildren, though members of different generations, although they're very different than each other, right? One's very old and one's very young, are part of one fraternity, the Masorah community. They're all part of a chain of Mesorah, chain passed down, right? Torah passed down from Moshe down to everybody sitting here. The grandfather and the grandson are very important parts in that chain. As the child is born, he is absorbed into the Mesorah community. He's absorbed into that legacy of the family. He will hopefully speak our language, study our texts. He'll hopefully dream our dreams and adopt our ideals. And when it is achieved, when the son and the grandfather together share that Torah, a Mesorah relationship between grandfather and grandchild contains an emotional intensity and intellectual closeness that in some ways transcends the parent-child relationship. If anyone here has a relationship with their grandfather like I do, they'll know that the relationship you have with your father is very different than the one you have with your grandfather. And I said in the last class right before this, sometimes when your father tells you to do some things, you know, you roll your eyes and say, you know, why don't you bother me? And you guys don't realize it's for your own good. And I know that it's for your own good because I'm older and because as my father was sitting here in the room the period before that, I had to say it in front of him. But anyway. Sometimes your father tells you things and you don't realize why he's telling it to you, but you'll realize one day that it all makes sense, and then you still won't listen to him later on. But when a grandfather tells you to do something, it's very different. You know, sometimes a father tells you to study, you know, study. What are you doing today? Study. Your grandfather tells you to study. Your grandfather tells you, you know, go to shul. Grandfather's looking out for our Yir Shemayim. He wants to know that we're going to be a good Jew. That's the way grandfathers are. Grandfathers aren't interested in telling us to take out the garbage. Grandfathers are special people in our lives. If anyone has a relationship with a grandfather the same way I do. Think of what Rav Soloveitchik is saying here. That it's an emotional intensity that transcends the parent-child relationship. When a grandfather sees that a grandson is doing the right thing, so he knows that he did the right thing. He knows that he is mechanech his son the right way, so much so that that son is going to be mechanech his son the right way. When a grandfather sees that his grandchild was following the ways of Hashem, the grandfather could say, listen, I can die in peace now. Everything's okay. My legacy is going to continue. That's what's so important about a grandfather. If you look at this source number 15. So a few weeks ago, famous story, Yaakov and Esav selling the Bechora, and Esav gets this hot lentil soup. What's going on with the lentil soup? Lentil soup is what they eat at Shiva houses back in the day. What was going on? So Rashi tells us, you know what was going on that day? The Oso Hayom Meis Avraham. Avraham died that day. Shelo Yira Es Esav Ben Beno Yotzi L'Tarvis Ra. Hashem couldn't let Avraham see his grandchild go off the deep end. Because that's what a grandfather and grandson, that relationship, when a grandfather sees a grandson goes off the derech, he says, well, I must have been a failure. What? My son's not doing what I told him. Abraham couldn't see that. That's what was going on that day. It was the Levaya of Avraham Avinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Avraham can't see that. Special relationship between a grandfather and grandson. Number 17, source 17, a Maisa, famous story. The Yolda Kolossal Shoshamei Ezaken. Shammai's daughter-in-law had a baby, Mazel Tov. So what did he do with his little baby? You know what he did? He put schach over the cradle, over the crib of the baby. Baby's not chayiv in sukkah. What's he doing? He's spending all afternoon building a sukkah for his little infant son? Yeah, because sometimes grandfathers, you know, this grandson doesn't need to be chayiv in sukkah, but a grandfather wants to do for his grandson. That's the way the relationship is with the grandfather, grandson, at least in my life, how I've seen with my grandfather. It's a very special relationship. Sometimes different, I'm not saying better, but something's different than a relationship with a father and a son, a grandfather and a grandchild. We all know that. We have to honor our fathers too, and we love them very much also. famous story that I've always heard, I never knew if it was true, but I looked it up online yesterday and I found it in like a few different places, except every time that I found it, the characters were switched. But the famous story where Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was sitting on a plane. He was sitting in first class, his granddaughter sitting in coach. If you look up the story, you won't find anywhere that it was the granddaughter. Everybody said it was the grandson. It was the granddaughter. The granddaughter sitting in coach, and every half an hour, the granddaughter comes up to Rav Yaakov for grandfather and says, can I bring you some water? How are you? Are you comfortable? And Rav Yaakov's sitting next to a secular Jew. This guy's looking at Rav Yaakov. Like, what's going on here? My grandson's also sitting in the back, and he never comes up to help me. So he says, Rav Yaakov, excuse me, what's going on here? How come your granddaughter keeps on helping you? Rav Yaakov turns to the secular Jew and he says, you know why? Because in the secular world, in the Goyish world, they believe that grandfathers are closer to the monkeys. We believe that grandfathers are closer to our Sinai. That's what he says. He says, they look at us, that we're closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're closer to Matan Torah. And Rav Yaakov spells it out beautifully.
In his Perush on Torah, he says, "Shema'aminim umas ha'olam barashi Yisrael shemeshach hazman ha'adam mikol mini kupim v'shar chayos ha'gedome." That the nations of the world and the Rishi Yisrael believe that the closer you get, the closer you are to the monkeys, the closer you are to the apes. We believe, Haim Sovrim, they believe Shahador Hazokin, that earlier generations, Hayav Lakabed Sadar Atsayir, that they have to honor the younger generation. Avo Anu, you know what we believe? Shema Aminim Shah Adam Hu Yitzir Kapashal Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kol HaMasrachim Hadoros Yosar HaMasrachim Eshbah HaLakis. The further away you get, the further you are from that special, Hashbah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we need to honor our grandfathers because they're closer up to Matan Torah. Rav Yaakov says something very interesting at the end that he heard from Rav Chaim Wasserman, and he says that if Darwin, who is the father of evolution, would have seen the Chafetz Chaim, Darwin as a Chafetz Chaim, LaHaya Omer Shah Adam Spateach Mekupim Kedome, he would have never said that people come from monkeys. If you look at the Chafetz Chaim, there's no way the Chafetz Chaim ever came from a monkey. So as he said, if Darwin would have seen the Chafetz Chaim, his whole soul thesis would have been thrown out the window. But anyway, the idea is that the relationship that we have with our grandfathers, right? Why it's so interesting. Why is it that the bracha that the father gives to the son on Friday night is the bracha that the grandfather gave to the grandson? It's because when a grandfather relates to a grandson and sees that the Mesorah continues, not only past one generation, past two, and he sees that the legacy is going to continue, when a grandson shows his grandfather, learns with his grandfather, shows his grandfather, look at what I'm doing, look how good I am, look at what I'm doing, I'm taking the things that you passed on, and I'm showing you it's going to pass on forever. That's special. That's the bracha that a father wants to give to the grandson, to his own son, that you should continue and give it to your sons. So hopefully, after today, spending time with our fathers, we should honor our fathers, honor our grandfathers. I thank you guys all for coming. Have a rest of New Year's Day. Take care.